Welcome to the Hackberry House of Chosun. My name is Bob. I'm reading today from the September 2022 issue of the Voice of the Martyrs newsletters magazine. And it's a very current example of the ongoing mistreatment of God's people. Our story today is called A Family in Exile. And for those who were absent last time around, we're talking for a while here about China. China in the several years that her family worshipped with Early Rain Covenant Church in Chengdu, China. Ru Ting got used to seeing her pastor arrested by government authorities. One of her earliest memories of Pastor Wang Yi is his arrest on June 3, 2012. That time, authorities held the influential pastor for 2 days to make sure he remained quiet on June 4. Which is the anniversary of the 1989 Tiananmen Square massacre. At the time, I felt just a little afraid because I had never heard of pastors being arrested, Ru Ting said. After a couple years, I found it's just a normal thing for the church. But when police arrested Pastor Wang Yi on December 9, 2018, Ru Ting and other members of the congregation were shocked. This time it was more than just an attempt to intimidate or temporarily silence the pastor. Authorities also arrested his wife, Zhang Rang, several church leaders, and more than 150 church members. Ru Ting's father, Kang, came to faith in Christ when reading several articles written by Pastor Wang Yi. And after Ru Ting and the rest of the family came to faith, they decided to move to Chengdu. Ru Ting's parents wanted to raise their young sons, Jianan and Jiawen, as biblical disciples within the Early Rain church family. In 2017, Ru Ting enrolled in Early Rain Seminary, where her studies included working as Pastor Wang Yi's administrative assistant. He was also my teacher at seminary, she said. He was a very good teacher. He has a gift. His preaching really encouraged me to be a servant of God. Well, on December 9, 2018, Ru Ting, her husband Ron, and others from the church spent the afternoon rehearsing their upcoming Christmas play and shopping for coats. Everything was normal that day until I got back home, maybe around 6 or 7 p.m., Ru Ting recalled. We read that a brother was arrested. Through a group message on WeChat, a popular Chinese messaging app, church members were informed that the church secretary had been arrested and that authorities had confiscated his laptop, which included church members' personal information. A short time later, they learned that Pastor Wang Yi and his wife also had been detained, and news of other arrests continued to show up in their messaging app. Many people disappeared at that time, Ru Ting said. We would be messaging someone on our phones, and then they would just stop responding. They just disappeared. Ru Ting soon learned that nearly everyone she worked with at the seminary had been arrested, and she feared that she might be next. Realizing she couldn't return to her parents' house where she and Ron lived, Ru Ting decided to stay with a friend that night. And early the next morning, about 20 police officers and government officials visited her parents' house looking for her. The officers attempted to force Kang and Dejun, Ru Ting's mother, to sign a document stating that they would leave their church. When the couple refused to sign, authorities took Kang in for questioning. Ru Ting later learned that authorities had threatened to harm her father and 10-year-old brother Jianan if she didn't come in for questioning, so she decided to turn herself in after praying with a group of other believers. A week after the raid, Ru Ting met with 5 plainclothes police officers at a local cafe. After they ridiculed and questioned her for 2 hours, they asked Ru Ting to sign a document stating that she would cut all ties with Early Rain. And like her parents, she refused to sign it. Police closely monitored her and her family for the next month. 2 officers followed each family member when they left the house, and they were not allowed to have visitors from the church. One officer even made Ru Ting add him to her WeChat contacts so he could track her location. Some members feared that the church would struggle as a result of the raid. But instead, the church grew stronger. Nobody gave up their faith, Ruding said. I saw church members who were braver, and they kept worshiping every week. Even without Pastor Wang Yi, we are always worshiping God. Ruding and her family were determined to endure whatever persecution came their way, but a new tactic by the authorities soon forced them to create a plan for leaving China. In 2019, communist authorities arrested a Christian couple and took custody of their four adopted children under the pretense of saving the children from a religious cult. Sometime later, Ruding learned that, through a neighbor, that a police officer had also referred to her family as members of a religious cult. And sensing that authorities might use the same tactic to take her adopted brother Jia Wen from her parents, Ruding realized the family had to leave the country. Ruding and her family were able to get medical visas to Taiwan because of Jia Wen's history of cancer. He had a tumor on his right arm as a baby. The family traveled to Taiwan in July 2019, where they remained for 2 years. And on June 29, 2021, they immigrated to the United States. Reflecting on their lives as Christians in China, Ruding and her family said they are grateful for the persecution they endured. I think persecution is quite a blessing from God, Ron said. It changed our life. God has us here to share what is happening in China, to share the evil side of President Xi Jinping. I think it is a blessing to the Chinese church. I think the gospel in China will flourish more. An Kiang said facing persecution has helped him mature in faith. Before persecution, I sometimes felt a little lazy about my faith, he said. The persecution made me feel that the future kingdom will come. Persecution made me feel like I'm flourishing in my faith. Ruding requested prayer for Pastor Wang Yi and his family, for her own family, and for members of Early Rain Church who continue to follow Christ under the government's watchful eye. I think God wants me here to share the story with you, she said, to share my experience with the English-speaking world. We have an editor's note on this story. VOM wrote about Pastor Wang Yi and Early Rain Covenant Church in the March 2020 issue. He's serving a 9-year sentence for, quote, instigating subversion of state power, end of quote, and, quote, illegal business management, end of quote, for being the senior pastor of the church. You can go to vom.org/ERC to read the full story. That's vom.org/ERC to read the full story. And you can go to VOM's other website called Prisoner Alert. You'll find Wang Yi and 14 others who you can pray for every day. Just go to that site every day and start going down that list. And you'll see pictures of these men and be able to pray for them. I trust that you will do that. This is the Hackberry House of Chosun. By the way, if you want to follow up and somehow be a blessing to the persecuted, even more than what I just said, just contact the folks at VOM, thevoice@vom.org, thevoice@vom.org. Ask to be put on their mailing list, and you'll get this little magazine every month free. Every month free. And as I said, this is the Hackberry House of Chosun. This audio is being released on the first day of October 2022. The Lord willing, we'll talk again real soon. Bye-bye.